The Regional Economic Development, Inc. Board of Directors voted yesterday to recommend the City Council rescind its ordinance that created the EEZ Advisory Board. The Advisory Board was working on an effort to create the zone, which would create economic incentives for businesses locating in that area. Ready Board Member Dave Griggs says the vote was unanimous.
The bottom line reason is the community as a whole does not think an enhanced enterprise zone is a good idea.
The EEZ was originally proposed more than a year ago, prompting a negative response from many community members for a variety of reasons. Many were concerned about the requirement that areas be deemed blighted to be included in the EEZ. Among the opponents was Mary Hussman with Grassroots Organizing.
A couple of my friends called, and they said, "Are you sitting down?"
She says she was thrilled to hear Reddy was stepping back on the plan.
People could just not feel at all comfortable about this. There were so many questions. When a few of those questions were able to be answered, it seemed like it just raised more questions.
Ready President Mike Brooks says after gathering community response, the board's decision was clear. But he says this could make it more difficult for Columbia to compete, as many surrounding communities have EEZs.
If the project comes down to the difference between having an enhanced enterprise zone and not having one, then we're going to lose the project.
Brooks does, though, hope Columbia can find other ways to attract businesses, such as through Columbia's workforce or infrastructure. And he says Reddy did learn a lesson here.
Well, sure. Anything that's going to require, the understanding of the community to appreciate the value of something, we're going to have to do a better job of reaching out to the community on the front end of this project instead of after it gets started.
The Columbia City Council, of course, will have to act on Reddy's recommendation for the process of investigating an EEZ to end. Ryan Femuliner, KBIA News.